All right. Well, it is 8 a.m., so I call to order the June 14th meeting of the Special Investigatory Committee on JEA Matters. I am Vice Chair of the SIC and Acting Chair Nick Howland. And before we do introductions around the dais, let me profoundly apologize to everybody here for the 8 a.m. start. That's not only to my colleagues, the staff, but to audience, anyone listening. 8 a.m. is extraordinarily early for us to start a special meeting, much less any committee meeting or council meeting, but it was the most convenient time. We wanted to get this done in June. So let's start to the left on the dais, Ms. Stephopoulos.
Mary Stephopoulos, Office of General Counsel.
Chris Garrett, Office of General Counsel.
Sam Newby, Group 5 at Large.
Nick Collins, already spoke.
Michael Boylan, District 6.
All right. Let's move on to number two, which we always do in this in these SIC meetings, and that is review the charge of the committee. This committee was stood up by the council president on February 2nd, 2023, with the charges of number one, investigating whether the committee was deceived or misled by Councilmember Cumber or JEA Public Power Partners responding to subpoenas or making disclosures. Two, ascertain whether Councilmember Cumber attempted to use her official position to influence the ITN process for personal gain. And three, propose legislation to ensure that such deceptions, if any, do not impede the work of any future investigatory committee. Our very first meeting was held on February 8th, 2023. We've had subsequent meetings since. Our last meeting was May 11, 2023. In that meeting, we voted as a body unanimously to forward those three charges to the Ethics Commission for investigation. Ethics Commission subsequently met and declined to hear the first two charges and then reviewed the third charge. And we had this final meeting, what we expect to be the final meeting. We asked OGC to prepare a final report on the Ethics Commission and what our options, on the SIC. Our referral to the Ethics Commission and what our options are now. We're lucky to be joined by Mr. Garrett. Mr. Garrett, if you wouldn't mind giving us a quick download of what the final report says.
Certainly. We've issued a report dated June 5th, 2023, which is the final report to the SIC. And as Councilmember Howland said, it was re-referred to the Ethics Commission. The first two charges. And the third charge was also referred at the May 11th meeting of this committee. The Ethics Commission discussed it at its meeting on May 15th, 2023. They ultimately, after some discussion about their jurisdiction and the Office of General Counsel's explanation that they had jurisdiction but discretion, declined to take up the first two charges, but accepted the third to refer to its legislative committee. At the time, no meeting of the legislative committee had been noticed, and I believe as of last night, there's not a date set. However, the Ethics Commission is looking to find a date to go ahead and get a meeting set for that. We listed in this memo just several potential options that the SIC has. The first would be to address potential legislative changes and vote to issue a report or make recommendations. I'm not going to walk through, unless you'd like me to, each of the kind of topics we listed, but there's five areas that have kind of come up in the past or have been discussed as possibilities to explore for legislative changes.
Yep.
The second option is that the SIC could refer the instant charges for consideration to the Office of Inspector General. Third, in light of the fact that a change in the makeup of the council and a transition to a new mayoral administration is imminent, the SIC could elect to defer any further action regarding these items and close out the SIC. And then fourth, the SIC could simply vote to take no further action or discussion and close it out.
Terrific. With that, we can move on to item number four, which is council member discussion and questions. And I think we heard Mr. Garrett loud and clear with options one, two, three, and four. I think at this point, we have discussed many times how we refer these charges for further investigation. We as a body did not want to get in the business of investigating a fellow council member, but we wanted to use one of the investigatory bodies at our disposal, which was Ethics Commission, IG, or State Attorney, to do so. I think we determined, unless there's a change in opinion, that the Inspector General and the State Attorney was probably not proper. That's why we send it to the Ethics Commission. I don't know if you guys have had a change of heart on that.
I have not. I think I'm still consistent in my belief that that's not appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel the same way.
Well, because we follow the advice of OGC, and there really aren't any further options for sending the issue, I think what that means is we... option number two is off the table from the OGC. Option number three is we discuss any potential legislative changes and vote to issue a report or otherwise to make recommendations. I think we've already reviewed legislative changes in the last meeting that we would consider.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that. Really, in the context of the scope of our charge, it's item number three that I think our attention is on right now.
Yeah.
However, even in the letter, as the memorandum from OGC and also from the Ethics Commission, I think there is an interest in going beyond this, but not within the scope of our committee.
Yes.
I think our charge is singular to as to whether or not there is a policy or practice that we should put in place in the event that a future body, council as body as a whole, and or leadership or a committee request some clarification or disclosure of information of individual council members. And I think that's really where we should land on today's discussion.
Right.
And then further, to take the experience of this situation and the relationship with the Ethics Commission and encourage the council president to perhaps put together the committee to look at that larger scope in partnership with the Ethics Commission to make sure that we balance, we land softly as to how we want to see, because inevitably these things happen. And it may happen more frequently. So to be able to understand what the roadmap is for the council and the Ethics Commission to address issues of misfeasance or malfeasance that happened within the council.
Yep.
Totally agree. We definitely need to put something in place so the future council president won't be in this position again. And we won't. Well, I won't be here, but future council. Put itself in a position where they have to investigate one of their colleagues. That's something that we shouldn't be in this position. So we need to put something in place.
Yeah, and I think we discussed at length potentially changing Section 602.1205 to include city council and city council committees on the list of delineated entities that would have a duty to comply in any investigation. All of these are legislative changes as per charge number three of the SIC that any one of us could bring up. Well, Councilman Newby won't be able to unless you do it really, really quick. but any one of us can bring up in the future as potential legislation to address this particular issue, and the options have been discussed and they've come up during these meetings. So,
and I'm expecting that conversation is done collectively and collaboratively with the Ethics Commission. We want to make sure we maintain the separateness, if you will, and the authentic nature of the work of the Ethics Commission, but at the same time be clear as to what that process is.
Yeah, which I think then leaves us to the point where we feel empowered that any one of us could make the legislation, create the legislation and push it through the system and do it collaboratively. And with really no other options, I think what we've arrived at is probably item four, suggested by the OGC, which vote to close out the SIC and potentially issue a final report to the council president.
I think that's clear with respect to items one and two.
Yeah.
But I do think, and I offered a recommendation last time with respect to the encouragement of creating a process that speaks specifically to the instance that happened here as to what our... And as I recall it, I don't have it in front of me, what we talked about doing was if a council leadership or a committee or the body as a whole is looking for disclosure information, that it should be run through the Office of General Counsel for the appropriateness of it and the process by which it should be done.
Yeah.
I think that's the only recommendation I would offer, and you can get the specific language we drafted last in the minutes of the last meeting. We'll make that clear, because that is really the crux of our third charge, is
yep.
what recommendations we're going to make as it relates to situations like this one.
Yep.
And then beyond that, anything else with respect to how the relationship is, as we talked about before.
Okay. So your direction then, or recommendation, would be to close the SIC today with the direction to the acting chair to draft a final report. And that final report, it'll be to the council president. It'll be cut and dry of what we did, what we've discovered, what actions we've taken, and that recommendation coming out of it.
Yeah, I think the language we drafted for it, Colleen, you may have a copy of it. Make sure that gets into the minutes. And so, because I think we enunciated it pretty well last time, so I recall.
And that comes out as a recommendation.
That's my, you know, I will offer that as a motion if I can.
Okay.
And that's something. I totally agree.
Okay. Any further discussion on that motion that's on the table? Mm-hmm. All right. Before I do open it up, I do want to acknowledge if anyone wants to make any comment on that particular motion. And we have been joined by, for a second, we were joined there by Councilman-elect Raul Arias, but I think he stepped out, and we're joined by Councilman Matt Carlucci.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to speak, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know whether to sit up there or sit back here.
Oh, no, we got the mic on there.
So, what my suggestion might be on the final draft of the final report that you put forward is to, I don't know if you can do a one-way communication draft to, I mean, you can do that, but then, you know, you'd have had another meeting to get ideas on your report. But I think it would be important for your report to feel like it reflects what the other members of the committee think before it's put out. And I think perhaps sharing that with the OGC and the Ethics Commission leadership would be a good idea, just so everybody's on the same page, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Noted. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Councilmember discussion?
I'm fine where we are.
Okay. So the motion on the table is to close out the SIC, have the acting chair issue a final report to the council president, noting what's transpired over the course of the SIC, and enunciating the recommendation related to charge 3 that we spelled out in the last meeting, as per Councilman Boyle. Pending no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against, say no. All right, the motion passes. That basically takes care of next steps. Besides the public comments on that motion, we do want to open to public comments right now altogether.
Before we do, I don't know whether it should be an addendum to the report of the encouragement or the request of the council president, incoming council president, to take a look at setting up a committee to review the appropriate manner in which the organization, the commissions and the council should.
I'll add it.
Thank you.
Any comment cards submitted? I don't think so. All right. And with that, meeting adjourned. This concludes the SIC. Thank you.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.